Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu opened his weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem by reaching out to Israel's most important ally, the United States, and its new leader, Donald Trump. Netanyahu said during a telephone conversation with Mr. Trump he had invited the Israeli leader to Washington next month. Netanyahu says he hopes to turn the page on a sore spot with the previous White House administration, that is, Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem built on land that the Palestinians claim for a future state. He said at a security cabinet meeting, no one is more concerned about the settlements issue than his government, and he said his government will continue to look out for the best interest of Israelis in the matter. U.S.-Israeli relations have plunged to a new low now that the last days of the Obama administration, which allowed a tough resolution condemning the settlements to pass and the United Nations Security Council. West African troops moved into the Gambian capital, Banjul, to secure President Adama Barrow's arrival from neighboring Senegal just hours after the former president, Yahya Jammeh, left the country in a deal that was brokered by West African leaders. Many people took to the streets to celebrate Jammeh's departure and Barrow's leadership. This 23-year-old student is a resident of Banjul. He said he supports Barrow 100%.
We are willing and ready to support him as he is going to be our tent. We will be the poles to show him that this is our nation, we love our country, and we are going to support him by all means.
This is VOA News.